Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report and podcast. Today on our podcast, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about Smart Lunch. My very special guest on the program is Stephanie Morgan. She's one of our fine math teachers and teacher leaders at Pisgah High School. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being on today to talk about Smart Lunch. Smart Lunch is a new approach that we're using at Pisgah High School and at Tuscola too. And so we just want to tell people a little bit about that. So I guess, Ms. Morgan, just get us started. What, in a nutshell, what is Smart Lunch?
Smart Lunch is approximately about an hour and 10 minutes devoted out of the school day to allow students to not only have lunch, but also attend focused tutorials within their academic classes. It allows students that maybe have questions or have homework that they need some help with to come in during the school day to get that done. It also allows for when students have to miss school, either for illness or for possible appointments outside of school. It allows them the chance to come in and make up anything that was missed, especially tests or quizzes. From the teacher standpoint, it gives us a chance to sit down with students that may need a little one-on-one help, but because of, you know, they may ride the bus to and from school and they can't stay after or come in early, or they're athletes and so they've got other commitments, or they've got jobs and so there are other commitments outside of school. It allows us the chance to sit down with them and get them the one-on-one attention that they might need. For our athletes especially, this is wonderful because we all know that some of our athletes have some late games. It gives them the chance to get their schoolwork done during school, mm-hmm. in that smart lunch period, rather than have to worry about getting it done when they get home from a late game. So all around, it's a great benefit to our students.
It literally is what it says. It's a smart way to use lunch time, and we've added some time to the normal lunch, the normal half hour or so that you have at lunch. And there's just a lot going on during that time. Why did we decide to do smart lunches?
Well, one thing that we as teachers had noted was if we could have anything else during the school day, we wanted more time. We wanted more time with our students, more time with our curriculum, more time to really sit down and dig into the subject. And so what Smart Lunch does is it allows us that time. Instead of having the school fragmented into three different lunch periods, the entire school has one long lunch period that allows students to go get food at any point in that time. They can take it with them to tutorials if the teacher allows. So they can eat their lunch while they're working. It's a good working lunch environment. And it allows us as teachers the opportunity to continue to work with our kids and keep our kids focused. From the students, it allows them the chance to stay caught up on anything, come in and ask questions if they need to, and really just make sure that they have a good handle on what we're doing in class.
Right, and I don't know a lot about Smart Lunch, but it almost sounds like a kid who's at the community college or in college, and you have lunch, and it's between your normal classes, and you're making some decisions about, am I just going to relax for a few minutes today, or do I need to be preparing for the test, or do I need to get with some other kid who's in my so-and-so class, or do I need to go see that instructor? It seems like a more mature way to really approach schooling. If you hear some background noise, podcast listeners, some laughing and commotion, we're actually doing this podcast from Pisgah High School. Usually we do those in my office or in some other more clinical setting. So if you hear those noises, do not fear. All is okay. Okay, Ms. Morgan, so if I'm a student and I now have Smart Lunch at Pisgah, and again, like I said, Tuscola, and even Central Haywood's doing something called Smart Breakfast, and that may be a different podcast, but we'll worry about that later with Central Haywood. What am I doing? What are my options? What are things that people might tell me to go to, or things that I might just have an opportunity to decide to do?
Well, obviously, we have the tutorials. Every department has required tutorials 2 days a week. And what I mean by required tutorials is we, as teachers, are required to hold tutorials. Within a grading period, which at Pisgah is 6 weeks long, we require students, regardless of their grade, to come to 3 tutorials. Now, that may mean that the student comes in, sits down, does their homework, and doesn't need to ask me any questions because they've got it. That counts as a tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
It may mean that the student comes in and sits down with me one-on-one because they have lots of questions. That counts as a tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if a student's grade falls below a C average, because, you know, we're pushing academic excellence, we want our kids to be successful. If a student's grade falls below a C average, then they are directed to go to a tutorial once a week. It's not every day during a week, because that would be excessive.
Right.
But just one day a week, they need to be in that teacher's tutorial. Beyond tutorials, we have freshman mentoring that goes on Thursdays and Fridays. That's obviously for our freshmen. They get some ideas about study tips, looking ahead to the future. They get ideas about applying to college and building up their college resume now so that it's prepared when they get to be a senior. We also have several clubs that have started meeting during Smart Lunch, and this is allowing students that would not have been included before, when those clubs met before or after school, to have a chance to get to those meetings, because now they're at school already, the meetings are taking place, and they can attend.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just sounds like a really neat thing. Catch students who are maybe behind before they get too far behind. Work with freshmen, a crucial transition year. If you can get through your freshman year with all your credits,
you're in good shape.
Big deal. Yeah, really big deal. So what's been the general overall reaction from students and staff to the Smart Lunch?
Well, and we'll be honest, at the beginning when a lot of people weren't real sure what we were going to be doing, students and staff alike, I think the staff was cautiously optimistic that when they sort of heard about it and figured out what was going to happen, we were looking ahead thinking, okay, this could be pretty cool. The students had some mixed reactions. Some of the students were really excited about the idea of having this free hour in the middle of the day because it gives a lot of them a chance to just kind of decompress. If they're not in a tutorial, then they've got some downtime, mm-hmm. and everybody can use some downtime on occasion. But I really think as we've moved through and we've worked out a few of the kinks in that first week or so, that everybody has kind of gotten on board. I had a student that actually sat down with me a week and a half ago, and he was a little bit behind. We're getting him caught up, and he kind of looks around the room, and he makes sure that nobody else is listening, nobody can hear him, and he said, "Miss Morgan, this actually isn't such a bad thing." And so, you know, I'm looking at him and I'm like, this is who we're really trying to help, because we have great kids. In Pisgah and in Tuscola and across the county, we have great kids, but we just know that sometimes some kids might need a little bit more help than others, and that's totally fine. That's why we're here.
Absolutely.
You know, we have 2 required tutorials in a week, but I know several teachers in several different departments that open their rooms up multiple tutorials. So that if, you know, a student can't make a certain day, hey, come in on a different day. We'll get you caught up. From the staff standpoint, Smart Lunch is also giving us the opportunity to sit down with our departments once a week and have PLCs. So not only are we getting to work with the students, but we're also getting to work with each other and share ideas and lesson plans, and talk about what's working in your class, what's not working, talk about activities that are really good to kind of bring the kids into it and get them interested in the lessons. So that's been a really positive thing to come out of this. As before, we all had different planning periods.
Right.
We all had kids staying after school, coming in before school. It was hard to sit down together as a cohesive group and say, all right, what's going on? Now we have that chance once a week.
Yeah, that's hard to schedule at a high school. We've got about a minute or so left. So let's talk about potential benefits and what we think those are going to be.
First and foremost, we're hoping that we're going to see an improvement in students' grades across the board. You know, students that are typically averaging at a C, which is a passing grade and we're happy with, we're hoping maybe we can kind of push them up to that B range.
Mm-hmm.
Students that may be waffling on that D, F line, we want to get them solidly up in the passing range. At the end of the semester, or in the case of Tuscola, going with year-round or year-long classes, we want to see growth, obviously, in test scores at the end of the year. We're not all about test scores, but we know that test scores are an important factor in what we do. So we're hoping to see growth both in what we see from our students on a day-to-day basis and what we see at the end of the school year.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools report, and I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.